This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Well, I don't know what to do. If I were you, it's a show for you. Jake and his good friend Amir answer your questions, so never fear. So if you don't know what to do, Jake and Amir have answers for you. So just send in your questions and sit right down. They promise you will never frown. Just sit back, relax, and be at ease. Don't forget to seize the chain.
Yeah.
Cool. Twangy. I liked that.
Also,
next song. This isn't just the episode where we listen to every single song.
We should do that because we have a lot of songs. And I told you last time, but I discovered just dozens of songs.
A treasure
from 3 years ago.
How did you find that?
I did a search for unread emails with attachments that didn't necessarily include the word song.
That's cool.
And then it's like, okay, this one was written in June of 2013.
Wow.
And I emailed him back and I was like, hey, we're going to finally use your song, but this guy's probably dead. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you at this point. This was 2013.
Who knows? Maybe his music career has taken off. And now that guy.
Dude, it's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. King Kunta.
I'm honored.
Try to cut the legs off him.
Holy shit. I see the resemblance. That was actually Jack Doyle.
Oh.
Jack
still
Doyle.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine if Kendrick made a song for us?
Yeah, it would be like this. All my life I had to write.
That's cool, actually.
What?
I love your show.
That's good. Because I love your shelves. Yeah. So thanks, Jack Doyle. We're recording this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Just to prove that this is like, boom, last minute. We know who's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a crushing blow.
Yeah. Well, people listen to this for our football analysis. So, right. Broncos, Panthers, who you got? Who do you like?
I mean, I don't think there's any stopping Cam Newton at this point.
I mean, watch him dab.
Yeah.
Watch him whip. Watch him nene.
Yep.
Watch him dab. Watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Watch him.
Ooh. Watch him. Watch him. Ooh.
They kind of, to me, have a Golden State Warriors vibe, where they're like all young, athletic, friendly, cool dudes.
Yeah, they just can't lose.
Yeah, and then there's Peyton Manning, who's like, it's as if Kobe accidentally made it to the finals against
him. Yeah, but this is like offense versus defense.
Yeah, and it usually happens.
No, what?
The defense dominates. Remember our first Super Bowl bet? It was Seattle defense versus Peyton, who used to be like a great offensive player, and Seattle destroyed. But for whatever reason,
then the next year
it was
you took Seattle and I took the Patriots,
and that was sort of that. They were all Seattle was all a little more defense than offense, and the offense won out. But this year it's very offensive, very versus very defensive. And again, everybody loves the offense. Everybody loves the flash. Everyone loves the dab.
All right, so what are you saying? You wanted to make this bet?
Well, the problem is the line is already out. Do you know who's favored?
No, but I'm sure it's the Panthers.
That's correct. The Panthers are favored right now by 4.
Okay. We don't bet the spread. We just bet who wins and loses.
Right. That's the problem. We both kind of like the Panthers this year.
Oh, you like the Panthers.
So I would, if I take Denver, I would want Denver plus 4. So if Denver loses by 3, I still win.
Oh, I don't know if I could play this game. We got a week to decide.
I still owe you a billboard from the last Super Bowl.
It's true. I just don't like the idea of like being excited, but then also needing to do math.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens a lot when we're watching sports games where I'm like, oh, sweet, they won. Yeah. Like, well, no, if they got a safety here, like, yeah, they didn't cover the spread. Right. Or like, oh, that's actually a push.
Yeah.
Like, let me be happy when someone wins.
Yeah, don't make me do math.
I don't want to plus and minus shit. Yeah.
What am I, a battery? Christ, just tell me. You know what we could do? We can give each other odds then.
Well, that's more math.
Like, come on, that's not fair either. You're simplifying, but not enough for my taste.
What do you mean odds?
Can you make every touchdown worth 1? I'm fucking sick of adding shit. What does it mean to go for 2? They should go for 1.
Hey, relax, dude. You're insulting my intelligence.
Do you think it was Gostkowski's fault? Because he's blaming himself.
I don't think it's, I mean, like, the entire offensive line let Brady down. Like, it's not Gostkowski's fault. It's, they got to protect number 12.
Maybe. Yeah. Or number one, if you ask me.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is what Cam Newton's number is.
That's cool.
All right. And we'll discuss it next week. This is, what is this? This is an advice podcast. The only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me.
And I.
And who?
I.
I thought you said Ollie.
I.
I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
Josh R.
I never know which one I'm going to say until it comes out.
It's definitely one of the two. So we are going to be reading emails from people seeking our guidance.
Yeah.
If you have your own questions, your own theme songs like Jack Doyle, I promised to read it before mid-2018. It's ifireyoushow@gmail.com. I was away all weekend. That's why we're recording it Sunday night and putting it on online right away. We usually do it a little ahead of time, but we ran out of time. So you searched for questions while I was up north with my family.
That's right.
You are going to read them. These are not sight unseen for me, but the audio equivalent, ear unheard.
You also haven't seen the emails because you read them with your eyes.
That's correct. They're also nose unsmelled.
You did smell my computer when you walked in.
Like a dog.
You wanted to see if I'd been masturbating instead of looking at questions. I know, and the smell of your cum.
That's a good question. Does all cum smell the same?
I think so, because there are those bushes that smell like cum. And everybody's like, oh, it smells like cum.
We all agree.
Yeah.
But I bet there are like variations.
Right. Well, it's like wine. You could be a cum sommelier.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me think of a pun. A cum sommelier.
All right, so this one's coming from
Ted Ginn Jr.
Is we're doing
players that actually made it to the Super Bowl, unlike your fucking boy Tom. I mean, that guy's done, dude.
He's got 6 or 7 years left.
Wow. As long as Gronk, if they can just fuse them into one mega player, I feel like that would
Gronk
be
Gronk just
ideal.
Seems like a bionic person. Like he'll catch the ball for 30 yards, then he's like lying down on the side the sidelines getting massaged until they need him again. He comes in, grabs one, then they're like screwing his arm back on.
It's true. He's like mutant league football. You see him on those sidelines, like snorting oxygen, getting fucking his hammies rubbed out because he tore one. And he's like, I'm fine. Move.
Yeah. They're just like all trying to strap him down, screwing on his neck correctly.
Gronk hungry for ball.
Oh, he's out there.
Remember that 4th and 5 where Brady just fucking threw it to him and he caught it in between two guys? I think a guy like almost hit the ball away and Gronk just fucking with two fingers kept it in.
God, he's fucking incredible. All right. See, that's what you get when you root against the Patriots. Now you don't get to see Gronk in the Super Bowl. That would have been fun.
That's okay. I don't want to see Gronk happy.
All right. He's still good.
Just so you know. He's the best.
Yeah. All right. Dear Jake and Amir.
Is this from a guy or girl?
It's Guy.
All right, cool.
What did you say?
Ted Ginn Jr.
Ted Ginn Jr. writes, my name is Ted Ginn Jr.
Oh.
And recently I ran into a problem that I need some help to solve.
Okay.
Last night I got carry out from my favorite Chinese place from my hometown where I rarely get to eat. The problem is that when I left my order, I gave them my last name. This is common for me as my first name is incredibly common and I try to avoid the possible confusion. However, when the lady, who I know to be the owner, heard me say my last name, she thought I said Scott, which unsurprisingly is way different than my actual last name.
Ginn Jr.
I tried to say no, but she had already turned around and was in the kitchen getting my food before I could tell her she was wrong. Another employee nearby heard her make the mistake as she walked in the back and even looked at me and said, not even close. Don't worry, I'll give her shit later.
I'll give her shit.
Eventually, another employee came out with my food, confirmed my number, and I got my food without any more snags. My question is this. What is the best name to leave for a carryout order? It should probably be something that everyone knows as a name, but isn't common enough to be repeated. I'm thinking of Ricardo as a pretty good name, but I don't want to have any features that would indicate I'm even a little bit Latino. Sorry, but I don't have any features that would indicate that I'm even a little bit Latino. I definitely think the perfect carryout name would be at least two syllables or Ricardo.
Why? Why does he want Ricardo?
As any single syllable names can easily get slurred. Thanks, Ed Ginn Jr.
Ted Ginn Jr.
Ted Ginn Jr.
All right. What's the difference between carry out and take out? It's the same?
Yeah.
Is it like an East Coast, West Coast thing?
Maybe so.
Okay. I have this problem.
It was one of the reasons why I chose it. I chose it because I thought it was pretty funny, but I do, every time that we go anywhere and they ask you to leave a name, you leave mine.
Right. So I'll either, when especially when I'm calling in, I'm talking on the phone, like, all right, party of eight, what's your name? I'll just say Ben. Because if I say Amir, people will hear, I'm Ear.
Right.
Like, Ear? No, Amir. Ian?
Amirer?
No, yeah, not Amir. Never mind. Ben. Ricardo. Shit, I don't care.
Ricardo. He could just be Richard.
It needs to be Ricardo. And perfect. So why is a single syllable name? First of all, this isn't even like, it didn't seem like that was a problem. The girl just misheard the name.
Everything was fine. He got his food without any more snags.
And he got someone fired for it.
I'll give her one shit later. There's only one snag.
What name to give for takeout? You do want a name that can't be misheard.
Mm-hmm. This is why when I go to Starbucks, I will oftentimes do Josh or Bob. Bob, I think, is the perfect name because you don't want a two-syllable name. That's two opportunities to fuck it up. Bob is the perfect name because it's so easy to hear and spell and say, and also very uncommon.
Yeah.
And the only time I ever really regretted it was in at Starbucks in Penn Station, where everyone was calling me Bob.
We're like, for the rest Bob, of the
you're,
trip.
Yeah. It's like, Bob, your card was declined. Like, oh shit, sorry. Yeah, there's no, here, you try this one. And then they're like, Bob, your coffee. And then they're like, Bob, your croissant. And then I like went back up and I was like, this actually isn't my coffee. And they were like, oh, sorry about that, Bob.
Yeah.
And it was,
whose name is Bob?
Not enough people. Bob's a great name. Bob was my dog's first name. My first dog's name and his only name.
And my second dog's second name. Bob is great. Like, even, Bob is such a common name that nobody has.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a common name, but I don't know a Bob.
And you don't know, you don't know Bob because they go, their names are Robert. You know Robs or Robbie.
Yeah.
You even know a Bobby. But nobody goes by Bob. And that's why Bob is the perfect name for takeout.
Here's another good name.
It's also
name.
A likable name.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone likes a Bob. Here's another good name. Two syllables. Like this guy wanted. I'll give him another option. Another super common name that nobody has.
Uh-huh.
I like this name, actually. I might actually name my child this name because I like it. Simon.
Simon. Yeah. Okay.
It's clear.
Simon Blumenfeld.
Yeah, and it sounds like a wise Jewish man.
Oh, that kid will...
He'll grow up to be a
wise. He will be you.
I could be Simon.
You definitely could be.
Because I look like Simon the Chipmunk.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. You basically shouldn't be Amir.
Fuck. Simon Shmuel the Chipmunk.
All right. There's also there's something to be said. I was just thinking of the name Finesse.
Oh.
You know, like Finesse Mitchell.
Sure, of course.
But like something like that, that's an actual word. And nobody's named that, but they you know that word.
That's too close to what Global does, which is like say Global, and then people are like, "What are you talking about?"
Right? Yeah.
So I'll be like Finesse, and like, what?
How do I find Vanessa? How do I spell that? That's not your name, but how do I spell it?
Yeah. And it's hard to spell.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Simon and Bob, two good options because it's also there's no multiple spellings.
Right.
There's only one way to spell Simon and one way.
Can
to
you
spell
imagine
Bob.
Them spelling Bob incorrectly at Starbucks?
P O B,
Pop.
Pub?
I'm Pop.
Pablo? Oh, yeah. Like if your name is Pablo and it's short for Bob.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, though.
Pop.
Pablo is another good one.
Yeah. All right. That was a good non-relationship question right
Thank
off
you.
The bat.
The next one is a little bit of a relationship question, but...
Pass.
Okay, that's fair.
Dude. All right. Guy or girl's name?
It's a guy.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders writes, so I found myself in a sticky situation. literally sticky.
I'm in quicksand and dying.
I'm a junior in high school, and I've been with my girlfriend for about 9 months. She's a total smoke show, and we are successfully rounding third base. However, that is where my problem has arisen. We recently got on the subject of anal, and she said that I better put a finger in that dung dike to loosen her up.
Jesus.
I'm sure she didn't put it like that. I have already listened to your episode featuring Thomas Middleditch, and I agreed that I was willing to put a lot of things up there, just not my tongue. When I did put my finger in her butt, I started to feel around. I felt a groove, and I started to play around with it. Usually, grooves are good for pleasure. To my horror, when I pulled out my finger, I realized that the groove was was a piece of human feces. Holy shit, right? She could tell I was disturbed, but I told her it was nothing and went to go wash my hands. A little later, we decided to 69, as we had never tried. I'm sure you're aware that the anus is pretty close to the vagina. So throughout the entire session, I got wave after wave of a shitty odor.
Ugh.
I may not have been a kiss-ass, but I was definitely a brown-noser.
Nice.
It was one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my life, and now I don't know what to do. I'm scared to do anal because what if I get poop on my dick? I swear I can still smell it on my finger. Please advise me out of this fecal fiasco. Oh, sorry for the long email. Emmanuel
Sanders.
Sanders.
What's his problem? He has just described a bad situation. What is he asking me?
I guess, please advise me out of this, is what he said.
You don't have to have anal, especially at age 16.
Yeah, I think there's... I feel like I heard this recently, and maybe throughout my life, that like people are saying, oh, we'll have anal because that's not actually sex.
Yeah, like saving myself, saving my vagina for
anal
Jesus.
Anal is an incredibly intimate sexual act.
Yeah.
It's sex. It's called anal sex.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think you should do that in lieu of sex because you're too afraid to have sex and you'd rather have anal.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's not really mature enough to have anal.
Yeah.
Angel. That's how much you like it. You call it angel sex.
Anal and angel, actually. Anal sex, to me, is like caviar. Like, you don't feed it to a high schooler and be like, I hope you like fish eggs.
Yeah.
You have to give it to a foodie that had everything eight times. And he's like, now let's try.
That's like a really great way to describe anal. And then it's so true. It's, and I love feeling a little high class for liking it as much as I do.
Especially because you're spreading shit on mini toasts.
No, it's not shit, but okay.
But it does, the analogy is also complete because I dislike caviar. Yeah. Like,
I love it.
Yeah.
And I fuck caviar all the time.
I wouldn't want fish eggs, nor would I want male or human eggs, which I imagine what comes out of females' buttholes.
I do also think that, like, it's not anal sex probably isn't about exploring the ridges on the butthole.
That was an interesting thing. He said grooves usually lead to pleasure. I guess that is, like, an interesting theory, because, like, nipples and clitori and even peni all have bumps. They're all like little anomalies on an otherwise smooth surface.
Like, the idea of it is, I thought it was like grooved condoms.
Oh, like ribbed.
Yeah, like it's the grooved things sliding over your pleasure areas. It's not like finding a ridge on something and rubbing it.
But it is.
No, it's friction touching the sensitive things. Like, your clit is a sensitive... your clit, it's a sensitive part of the vagina. So, like, rubbing it with something grooved, with like,
a clit is an instrument
or tool.
We're two cavemen trying to explain sex. A nipple is like a bump on a smooth surface. A clit is also a little bump, a little button, if you will.
A dick. Would a you call your end. Dick is a little bump it's on a, your on your
it
otherwise.
Is, it is a bodily.
Mine's a fucking big ass bump. Let me tell you a little something.
Jesus, you're right? So insecure. I didn't even mention the size of any dick, let alone yours.
Yeah.
And you know what? Your dick is small.
Look at this.
Oh,
inverted.
It's a peanut. It's a bodily anomaly. A bodily.
I love myself.
A bodily anomaly named Amelie.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
A hot tamale.
And I think it's an evolutionary thing that allowed blind people to climax, which was an evolutionary advantage. Those with nipples that didn't come out.
This is the worst education podcast ever.
Eventually, selected out of, naturally, of course, evolutionarily speaking, because nobody could touch their nipples or arouse them. So those people eventually died off.
Equating nipples to Braille.
Not Braille per se, but yeah, it was an evolutionary advantage that allowed them to procreate and eventually recreate into the perfect human that you see today.
Simon.
Simon.
I am Simon.
Surgeon Simon.
Sorry, dude, man.
Yo, Surge, dude, let's play Guess Who, dude. Dude,
you have rosy cheeks, dude.
I sort of, dude, I fucking lost the build card, dude.
Serge, does your character have a hat, dude?
Is it George, dude?
Oh, shit. Is it a lady? Oh, are you Claire, dude?
Dude, you're Susan. You're Claire.
All right, you go, Serge. I'll give you a hint. My guy's wearing glasses, dude. His name's Tom, dude.
Dude, it's Franz. I swear to fucking God, dude. Does he have bumpy hair, dude?
Are you Alfred, dude?
I know all these people. How do I still know them? Claire is the lady with a hat.
Yeah, the pearls.
Alfred is the redheaded redneck almost.
With the goatee.
Yeah,
with
long red hair and a handlebar mustache. Franz is bumpy-haired black guy. Black-haired, bumpy. Bumpy hair.
I'm going to give you a quiz.
Okay. Which Guess Who character are you, dude?
Interesting.
Dude, let's take this BuzzFeed quiz, dude.
Can you describe...
What color are you, sir?
Can you describe Peter?
Peter, dude?
Yeah.
I know he has white hair, man, right? Peter is... no, George is the one with the hat. Peter... Peter's the old guy with like little half glasses.
Oh, no. I think that might be Herman.
Herman does... No, I thought Herman was bald.
This is Peter.
Oh, yeah. Peter looks like a Russian man melting.
Yeah.
He looks like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, there's another. Oh, the best character of all time is Bill.
Bill is the one with the egg head. His cranium is the shape of an egg.
Yeah. It looks like a guitar pick. This isn't fun for anybody listening because I'm just Googling Guess Who characters, but I could do this all night.
All right. Should we choose another question?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Canada.
This one's kind of fun.
Oh, wait, actually, let's take a break.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
We'll take a break and come back with more questions, dude.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Back.
Let's take another break, man.
Oh, okay. 5 more ads. What'd you want to say?
I wanted to talk about and promote and share our friend Lewis's crocheting endeavor.
Right. Lewis is the guy that made little crochet dolls of not only us, but Thomas and Ben and Rose and the Twin of Asian dudes.
And Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, and Cheryl.
I think we've posted them. We've posted them somewhere.
I think on my Instagram account.
Oh, yeah. All right. They exist. So you guys can like look these up and see how cute they are. The Twinnovation ones look awesome.
I'll Snapchat it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Snapchat, Amir Bloom, AmirBlOom.
And hey, don't forget, Jake Demand, 85. I'm going to Snapchat it too. Actually, I'll Snapchat a Snapchat of you Snapchatting it.
Oh, that's good. That way we're all Snapchatting.
Yeah, so yeah. You can follow our stories.
Exactly.
Anywho, now that we've adequately promoted ourselves, you guys should check out crocheting101.com. That is crocheting spelled the normal way, which you all know how to do.
It's basically, it looks like you're spelling crocheting. Crocheting. Yeah.
C-R-O-C-H-E-T-I-N-G 101.com. It'll take you to Lewis's Kickstarter. You can check out the video. You can see what he's up to. And the best part of all, if you are a certain kind of donator, you can actually get the little crocheted versions of us, which are really cute.
Yeah, of anyone. It says for $50, he'll make a custom character.
Oh, well, shit. No, you want to do it of me.
Or me. So check
him
out.
Oh, man. He has a little crochet Yoda.
Yeah.
A Mario.
They're all cute. It's a cute little gift. Lewis Menzinger. He was a cool dude. He went to, I think, our San Francisco show.
Yeah, he was at our San Fran show.
Cool. So check out crocheting101.com. And then I think that's all we wanted to talk about right now.
Was that it?
I got nothing else.
How was your weekend?
My weekend. Shit. I got so high with my entire family. Weekend.
What?
It was gone. Amazing. I went up north and we all robo-tripped.
That's cool.
And yeah, we ended up in Joshua Tree.
We haven't had a podcast where we talked about your party that we had.
Oh, that's true. Well, what's there to say? We were surrounded by our family and friends.
That was fucking an epic night, man.
What happened?
Got trash plastered. I was just trashed, gone, plastered, wasted, and done, dude.
It was crazy. You woke up and we had switched ages.
Yeah.
How fucked up.
I am 33 now.
How crazy fucked up do you have to get?
You know what? I do you remember that I climbed down the balcony?
No, because I wasn't there.
Oh, you didn't see that. Yeah. Badass.
You'll ask anybody here. They had already left.
Everybody
was gone. Yeah, everyone was gone at that point, but it had definitely happened.
Yeah.
I Snapchatted a lot of people trying to do a pull-up.
With Jake Nordwind on their back.
Yeah.
I tried it.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Because I saw Billy unable to do it, and I was like, oh, if he can't do it, then I shouldn't try.
Oh, see, I saw the opposite. I saw Billy unable to do it, and I said, this is my chance.
If I can jump on your back and you collapsed, and you're like, oh, wait.
I really thought I had a chance because I'd been doing pull-ups at the gym with a weight belt on.
Yeah. Turns out the weight belt was less than 150 pounds.
Yeah. Mm. Just, but only by a little.
Weird. I think the pull-ups were definitely the highlight.
That was your highlight.
Yeah, or the low light of your toilet overflowing.
Oh, you know what's funny? I don't even remember the toilet overflowing.
Do you remember water coming out from outside?
That's the one, that's like you sort of have that like snap to sobriety, like really quick, like you have to take action on something.
It's almost like your subconscious, like a human emerging from a lake.
I've got two snippets of memory of that, which is first my friend Nate, like telling me that my toilet was clogged.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I think he did it. And I love him to death. No hard feelings. I think he said, like, I clogged your toilet. Or maybe he said somebody clogged your toilet. And I was just like, oh, yeah, like, don't worry. I don't remember. Like,
water just dripping onto
it was
you.
All, but, like, to me, it was all fine. And I also sort of remember peeing on top of, like, the paper and being like, don't flush it. Like, it's clogged, but you could pee there.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And then the next thing I remember, I was smoking a cigar on the back patio.
A cigar.
And there's just, like... there's water, and someone was like, is that your bathroom? And then like we all ran upstairs and all of my towels were on the ground, and they were like, I don't remember who was in there, but thank you, the brave individuals who were just like, they had used all of my bath mats and all of my towels to like make a blockade.
Yeah, the first responders.
And then like we had it under control, it wasn't going anymore.
So so
we went back to the party.
To the cigar.
Yeah, which I did finish.
What's the deal with cigars?
They're nice.
Is it like, it's not quite weed, but it's not quite a cigarette.
Yeah, you don't.
Does it get you high? Like, why do people like cigars?
It gives you like a little, buzz, like a little like, you know, in the same way that a tobacco buzz. Does.
But like the equivalent of more than one cigarette?
Maybe so, because you smoke a lot more. But you also don't inhale.
What do you mean you don't inhale?
You don't inhale the smoke from a cigar.
What?
You just sort of swish it around in your mouth like a wine.
What?
It has a taste and a flavor, and it's like, you fill your mouth with smoke, and then you exhale. Or not exhale, then you blow it out.
So what if you do inhale it like you do a cigarette?
You'll cough a lot. It's very, you don't want to do that.
Oh, so it's more like, I want to fill my mouth with the smell, the taste of smoke?
Yeah.
That
I don't
disgusting.
Imagine it would appeal to you.
That's like, yeah, it's like just wrap your mouth around this exhaust pipe and have it fill your mouth with smoke.
Well,
what about hookah? Are you supposed to inhale
Cuban
that?
Cigar. Yeah. You inhale the hookah.
So cigar is the only thing you don't inhale.
Maybe I'm not sure, but I do know you inhale the hookah.
So when
inhale cigarettes,
so when Clinton stuck it in Lewinsky's cooch and took a nice little pop, 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 he was actually tasting her labes.
I don't think he smoked the cigar. I think he put it in her and then smelled it.
Oh, he smelled it. And he's like, because she was Cuban.
Oh, interesting.
She's not actually
Cuban. I'm like, sorry to harp on this, but like, how fucking hot must that have been?
For Lewinsky.
Like, I know it was like a little fucked up because Clinton cheated on his wife, and it was a whole,
His wife is that girl that's doing the president thing now.
Of course, yeah.
That's her.
I get it.
So when
can you imagine, like, fucking...
the president doing that to you?
in the Oval Office. That's so hot.
Yeah, she must have been so wet.
Dude, and he must have been so fucking turned on. He's like, I'm the president. I'm the fucking, I am El Capitan.
But why?
I am the executive officer, the commander in chief.
How old was she, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's a little fucked up.
I think she was in her 20s. Yeah, can you imagine, like, so like,
so Slick Billy, he's like in his, he's in his early 50s at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was in her 20s. But like, imagine, because like Lewinsky wasn't like the hottest girl at your high school. So like, if Lewinsky went to your high school, you'd be like, oh, fucking Lewinsky got like a fucking internship at the White House. Do you hear what happened? I heard fucking something crazy about Lewinsky. Yeah. Monica. You know Monica. Yeah, she was in my stats class. Bill Clinton stuck a cigar in her pussy.
Christ.
He did that to Lewinsky. Nobody at my high school would fuck Lewinsky. And she got Clinton?
Dude, she was cute.
How'd you get Clinton?
She's cute. She can get it.
I think, but she wasn't like, you know, she wasn't Kelly Bundy.
Yeah, well, Clinton wasn't JFK. You know?
Come on. Clinton's the man, dude.
You're slut-shaming Bill.
I'm not mad that Bill did it. I'm mad that I think he could have done better than Lewinsky.
That's not true. They're on the same level.
Yeah, she's kind of a fox now that I look at her. Yeah, she's a fox. But I bet at the same time, if you went
she's
to high school
super
with
cute.
If you went to
I
high school with Lewinsky, let me know that she wasn't like the hot girl in your high school.
All right, here's part two.
She looks better now than she did back then.
Do you know? Want to know a good match for her? Would be Bernard from Guess Who?
Oh, interesting.
I actually think. Yeah, Bernard.
Bernard the sad Russian?
Yeah. Oh, you think everyone in the game's Russian?
Well, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he does look Russian.
And what about
Bob, might have been,
a.k.a. Sad Robert?
Robert, I think, is the way to go.
Yeah. He's got the rosy cheeks, dude.
Yeah.
And him and Lewinsky actually could get it on. And then imagine Lewinsky. I mean, she's probably on Raya, if not Bumble or Tinder. Imagine matching with Lewinsky.
Dude,
she's going on dates, and the guy's like, so, what's your sexual history? Has the president ever stuck a cigar up your poos? Eric the cop?
Eric,
I'm under arrest.
Guess Who. I don't know if there's a funnier Guess Who search than Eric.
Yeah, and everyone in Guess Who is just dressed normally, and then Eric decided he couldn't... He's wearing his uniform.
He's a police officer.
Right. Okay, everyone, listen, fucking Robert's a mailman. You don't see him wearing that outfit on the Guess Who portraiture. he had the audacity to keep his fucking hat on. We get it, Eric. Christ,
Eric.
You don't see Franz, who's a neurosurgeon, wearing a stethoscope. God, Lewinsky. Seriously, though, if you went to high school with Lewinsky...
This podcast has completely gotten away with us.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at Lewinsky and I'm just looking at a Guess Who board.
Who's the big, tall, like intellectual, bald guy
at the bottom?
A brown beard.
Richard.
Yeah, Richard is like a psychologist.
It's funny. Yeah, Richard.
So if we were playing Guess Who, I'd be like, does your guy look like
a
psychologist?
Oh, you were thinking of Paul when you were talking about Peter.
The one with like the half glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sweet old man.
Mm-hmm.
Who's married to Susan. The white-haired lady.
Oh, yeah.
Who's actually Lewinsky's mom.
I could see that.
Susan Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Did you say you had a question before we went to break?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's read it.
Okay.
Who's it from?
Keekly.
Keekly. Luke Keekly writes, so, I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years straight. Of course, in that time, we had our ups and downs. She always had the fear that I would leave her for another girl. She always felt so uncomfortable with herself. I accepted all of her, and I love her to death. Always make her smile and happy. Of course, I had party situations where she found out and got mad at me, but she knows that I would never do anything to hurt her. Now, after 3 years of a relationship, she decided to leave me after I had to go to another part of the country for 3 months. I've been texting her with sometimes no response or a cold response. The last time she answered me, she only told me, I told you I was not comfortable a while ago. You're getting hung up on this relationship. That was 2 days ago, and I can't send her text because she's not interested.
What is going? Is this a poem?
I don't know if this if English is his first language.
Okay.
So you can understand better the deal. I am better looking than her. She was the one who told me first that she liked me, and I agreed because I did like her personality. Now, after 3 years of a cool relationship where I go out for just 3 months out of states, she does that. I also asked her if she was seeing somebody else, and she told me, you can think whatever you want. Don't look for a reason or reasonables. This is not working. I don't know if she's scared of me being in another part of the country, or I don't know. I would love to get her back. I'm not happy right now. What do you guys think?
Sounds like this guy's getting dumped, if not already dumped.
He is. But
he's been dumped.
I was surprised by this question, because it sounds like he is getting out of a relationship, and it's a very good thing. He was not attracted to her initially. He thinks he's better looking than her. And the entire time, she hasn't let him go to parties.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving to another part of the country, and she, like, her breaking up with him is the best thing that could ever happen.
Every time a relationship ends, it's good, because it means one person doesn't like the other person.
Yeah.
So you're either not into a different person, and that's good for you, or someone's not into you and you don't want to be into them, and that's a good thing, right? Too.
That's why whenever anybody tells me they broke up, I say congratulations.
Yeah.
Every time.
And it's like, oh, actually, my fiance was murdered last night.
Then you shouldn't have said broke up, fucker. Sorry for your loss, but you misspoke.
I'm keeping the congrats. I'm keeping the mazal tov.
By the way, I just told you I was recently single. I didn't say a breakup.
I see.
I'm sorry, I said.
Let's start from square one, then.
Yeah, there's the hardest thing, even harder than being single and wanting to be with somebody, is being in a shitty relationship, because you have to fight just to be single. Just to be in a no relationship, you have to go through a breakup.
And breakups are the hard part.
Yeah. But if someone breaks up with you, congrats, dude. That's winning the lottery.
Yeah, you didn't have to anguish, how do I do it? When do I do it? How will they react? Oh, no, I'm the bad guy.
You got blindsided. And that's a good place to be.
Yeah. You get to be mad at them.
It's like dying peacefully in your sleep rather than, like,
shit,
languishing with a disease eating your body.
Yeah, it's like Kevorkian actually allowing to kill you in a merciless way.
That's merciful way.
Which way means no pain?
Merciful. Merciless means
you get to torture you to death. Yeah. Okay.
Kevorkian, show me no mercy.
Have at it.
I want to go out like a Viking hero that I am.
Tickle me to death, Kevorkian.
Do your best.
Do your worst. I want to be broken up with.
Have you never been broken up with, right? You've never been dumped?
I've been, like, mini broken up with, like, couple dates and then no, or, like, few weeks and then a ghosting of sorts where, right, it's like, I don't know what happened, but I've never been like multi-year relationship, sit me down, I'm blindsided, everything, right, was going great, and what, yeah, the fuck is,
hey,
happening right
what
now?
You thought was gonna happen is, yeah, I don't like you.
Yeah,
yeah, that's gotta be a really weird
and
place.
I've never had like the months of like, I can't eat, I can't drink, I can't think of anything but her.
Yeah, I usually have that when I'm entering a relationship. I'm like,
you're
my
sad,
most neurotic and stressed when I'm like beginning something, because I'm like, oh fuck, if I fall for this person, then they can hurt me, and then I'll, yeah, be vulnerable, and now I'm scared, and I'm gonna let, oh fuck, I'm gonna have to let this person in, I have to, all right, I'm so worried all the time.
Yeah.
And then we break down all the walls, everything's great, then I'm like, all right, deuces. Yeah. And I'm like, wait a second. And I'm like, oh, I already broke up with you in the beginning.
Don't you get it? I got that out of the way.
We broke up.
I was heartbroken for 6 months when we were first dating. Don't
I wrote
you, remember?
You every day for a year when we were together.
Don't you remember our third date? We went to a diner and I was fucking sobbing uncontrollably. So this guy has to look on the bright side, be optimistic, glass half full. Things are great. Things are good for you. You don't have to worry about anybody else. This girl, for whatever reason, is not interested in you anymore, yeah, even though you're better looking than her.
And now you don't have to be in a long-distance relationship,
yeah,
in this other part of the country, which is great.
You can swipe.
It's time to download a dating app. I will no longer freely promote.
Except for Louis Crocheting 101, Guess Who, and Surge Energy Drink.
Surge, dude.
One more question?
Sure. I have a short one.
Yeah, let's do a short one because we're already getting closer to the edge.
All right. This one's from a gal.
A lady. A lady named Cameron.
Cameron.
Newton.
Kirk Cameron. Cameron Newton. But
Candace Cameron.
Oh, that's people who will be in the Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah.
Cam Newton writes, "Hey, Amir and Jake, I feel like no one ever switches it up. I was wondering, when is the right time to ask / have the conversation to get a key to my boyfriend's house? We've been together 5 months, say I love you, and we always end up with each other, usually at his house at the end of the day. Because of that, I feel like it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It's not like I'm moving in. Also, are we ever going to talk about that time Amir was in Harold and Kumar? Listening since day one, Cam Newton."
So yeah, let's talk about the movie. God, I feel like we totally haven't addressed the elephant in the room.
You were in a feature film?
Yeah.
Wait, which one? The White Castle one?
Not the White Castle one.
Cool, still.
Yeah. I guess.
That's funny, you were in a movie. Anyway.
I don't think you ask for the key. I think you just have to create situations that will most conveniently require you to have a key.
Yeah.
So leave something
at its
place.
You can't just be like, oh, can I have a key? Well, all right, two options. Uno.
Can I have your key?
Yeah. No, oh no. My option. Sorry, no. You were actually in the middle of talking, so I'll just let you finish.
I was going to say, like, make it so like, oh, can I have your key? I need to pick up something that I left at your house. Oh, you're away from work. Oh, this is so annoying. You know, it would be easier. Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
You don't turn it into like this milestone relationship conversation because that might scare him.
And I've got the perfect solution.
A skeleton key.
A skeleton in the closet.
A skeleton key that opens up every lock, every door, every safe in the city. And all nobody sudden, has it except for
me. He gets home
me.
And guess what?
What?
You slit your wrist in his bed.
Why? I'm sorry for your breakup.
Darkest thing I could think of.
It's the second fiance we've killed in 3 minutes.
This is how you do it.
It's Friday night, okay?
And the feeling's all right.
Yeah.
Where's the party?
On the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You make him a key.
You turn him into a key? What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't have to
ask
for a key.
You make him a key. Okay, so then what? You're dating a key? No, let's hear this through. Because so many times I would cut you off and call you an idiot. But I know I'm fascinated to hear. Your boyfriend is now a
you
fucking...
You make a copy of your house key and you give it to him.
Got it.
Say, I made
got
you
it, got it,
key.
Got it.
Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
All right, all right, all right. I misheard you for a
misheard
second.
Me. You misread me.
Actually, I know
don't
I
think about
I misread
making him
you.
A key. You, but there's no way.
If he were...
There's
let's just
no
fucking
way.
Spitball. There's
I don't
no
want
bad ideas. If he was a fucking key.
Fine, fine. You take him and what do? You
I guess you have a pizza
you grind
day
him down.
To the, yeah.
His whole body?
His whole body will become a key.
Okay.
And then suddenly you're at a movie date and you're sharing a grape soda.
And then you use him to get inside of a, he's a key.
Technically, he's the key. You would make him the key.
Nice.
Suddenly you're dating the key. And then you don't have to ask for the key
because
he has
the
key.
You are the key to my heart. Yeah, you hold the key to my heart. Only a key can get into my heart. There's no room for human beings in my heart. Only keys in my heart may be in my heart.
Yeah, that's right.
This has been If I Were You, an advice podcast.
There is a gas leak and we're starting to hallucinate, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, in an hour and a half, somebody will be able to listen to that weird key thing.
If you or someone you know has a question for us, we promise to answer it. We answer every single one of our 15,000 questions, slowly but surely, over the course of an eon. But we'll get to it, I promise.
I promise, too.
Or at the very least, we'll read it, or maybe not. But we'll consider it for sure. That email address is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song, once again, was written by Jack Doyle. This closing one was written by Max Began.
Began.
We'll just call him Simon. It's going to be easier. Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Max. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next Monday. Peace. If I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.